Hello and welcome to another Father-Son Podcast with your hosts, Jeff Denz and...
Forrest Denz?
Yeah, you remembered your name. That's pretty good of you, sir. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on with you today?
Not much.
How was your homework? I left you here to do it alone.
Good, finished it.
Yeah, I see that. Very good job. How'd that work out for you today that I left you here while I went and did jujitsu?
Not too bad.
Good, got it done. Yeah, you were a little bit too busy because I know you wanted to watch that Flash thing.
Yeah.
So I brought you back so you get your homework done, so you missed class today.
Yeah.
We did long knee, and we did short knee, and we did combinations with long knee and short knee. Then we did curved knee as well. So we worked knees today.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, we'll probably work kicks, but turn kicks into knees. When we get jammed up and the range gets too close, mm-hmm. we'll turn our kicks into knees. So we'll do a combination with kicks, and then we'll do a combination. We're too jammed up, and we'll do it with knees, and then we'll do a combination where our pad holders move, and we do it in between. So get a good pad holder for that one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could be rough. Sometimes it's rough in kids' class. So that's why I like to go around and hold pads for everyone, so they can feel what it should feel like once, you know? Because sometimes, like, when your pad holder is not too good, sometimes you don't get the best workout.
Yeah.
That's why I usually try and stick you at new kids, because you hold pads okay. You don't hold pads good for people that hit hard, though. Because you're a little too timid. You know what I mean? Like, you're a little bit scared. If you just hold them and push it down, you'll be much better. And you'll be a better pad holder, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You actually make it worse by the way you hold pads. Like, because you just take it instead of, like, pushing down just a little bit. And you should use, especially when you hold for Nile, you shouldn't be using those little thin pads that we have. You should be using thicker pads. Because you guys hit like men. Right, you need some men-sized pads. I'm serious. He's 160 pounds. He is hard. He's like probably 20 pounds bigger than you at least. No, you're not 140. He's probably like 40 pounds bigger than you at least. Maybe more than that. Right? What do you weigh? Like 108 pounds? Maybe? Like
105-ish.
105, yeah. Yeah, he's like almost 60 pounds bigger. Actually, it doesn't seem like you guys are so far away in weight. He's really fat. Poor Nile. Maybe if Nile came to the gym some more, he wouldn't be so fat to get his homework done. His mom's starting a restaurant, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're redoing a restaurant at Crossman. That's the street it's on. I actually don't know the address, but maybe we could call Nile in for Father-Son Podcast and talk about his restaurant. He'd probably like that.
Yeah.
He could share it with all his friends, and then his friends will hear you talk. And we can make fun of Nile being fat. I know why you're fat, because your mom owns a restaurant. I hope you listen to this now. I'm going to tag him in it. Talk about Nile being fat. Even though he's a little chunky, he's a very good athlete. Very tough kid. Very young. Very smart young man. Even if his grades aren't showing it right now. He's definitely one of my favorite students.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely lives a life. What else is going on? Anything new?
Not really.
How's school today?
Good.
Good. I'm glad you brought home my jacket the other day. Forrest left his jacket at school, and then I gave him my jacket. And then he still didn't bring his jacket home, and then he had two jackets. But now we're all back to one jacket, and nothing's left at school.
Nope.
Very good. How was doing the homework at the table? Much faster, right?
Yeah, it was definitely better.
Yeah, you should always be doing it at the table. It would be much better for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep away from all the distractions, too. That's why I bought you a desk, but you covered your desk with junk. Mm-hmm. So when we uncover your desk from the junk, you can go upstairs in your room and do your homework.
And we have to fix the light.
Oh, yeah. We can just get you a light right over the desk, too. So then the light comes right down over your desk, and then you can actually see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about Flash or something?
Sure.
I know you're super into it. Why don't you give me your breakdown of the last two... The Flash is doing a crossover event, so why don't you tell me what's going on with it?
Hope nobody's watching The Flash and hasn't seen this yet.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! If you haven't seen it, don't listen. You're probably not listening anyways.
Anyways.
Go for it.
Anyways, there's the...
Spoiler.
There's the... basically, it's crossing over Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl.
And Batman. I saw Batman. Batgirl.
Yeah. Batwoman.
Batwoman. She got a lot of tattoos.
Cassandra Cain, not Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon's a real Batgirl. Screw whoever that lady
Batwoman
is.
Batwoman and Batgirl are different people.
Yeah, Oracle. Oracle's where the bomb's at.
Anyways, so the monitor basically gives
Who is a monitor? I don't understand. Like, I don't.
They monitor. They're like a. They're a race.
Are they like the
They're an alien race, and they basically keep the universe in balance. And then.
Are they like the Guardians with the Green Lantern Corps?
No.
No.
They're more like Guardians of the Multiverse.
Oh.
And like each Earth is its own universe, I guess.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the little blue Guardians from the Green Lantern, the ones that give all the Green Lanterns a ring.
No. Those aren't the same people.
What about the Quintessons from Transformers? Are they like those?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I thought you watched Transformers the movie with me.
I did.
They're the little guys with all the faces that turn around.
I don't remember.
Oh, you need to go back and live in the 80s. Good thing we're going to go see Transformers. Bumblebee, I mean, not Transformers.
Anyways. So, Arrow... So, basically, this monitor... gives Dr. Deegan a book.
Who's Dr. Deegan?
Basically a crazy dude that's smart that experiments on his patients. So the monitor gives him the book so he can change reality, and he flips the Flash and Green Arrow's powers and lives, basically. So they figure that out, and then they find each other. And then they go find Kara for help. But then
Kara Danvers?
Yeah.
Supergirl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like Supergirl. But Mom likes Supergirl, too.
Yeah. But then Amazo attacks Earth 1. So they have to come back from Earth 36 to Earth 1 to stop Amazo.
Who's Amazo?
Amazo is basically a comic book Justice League villain that can copy their powers one at a time. So, yeah. Basically, he can... copy Superman's powers, like attack that or whatever.
How do they beat him so easy? Oh, they obviously got together and beat him, but how do they beat him so easy?
They made a virus.
Oh.
They made a virus and they made a virus that would attack the...
I'm going to have a beer.
They made a virus that would attack the...
It's not really a beer, it's a Dr. Pepper.
That would attack the...
Beer is gross. Don't ever drink beer. Beer is really gross.
That would attack Amazo.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Supergirl and Superman slowed him down. And then Green Arrow Flash, which is just normal Green Arrow as Flash, which he's not as good at as Barry Allen is.
They did the quantum Green leap Arrow. Into each other. So Flash is Green Arrow and Green Arrow is Flash, the actors.
Yeah.
But they're not really switched. They're really... They're playing themselves in the other person's body, so they get to wear each other's costumes. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but they know what's going on. Nobody else knows. Everybody else
Supergirl
thinks...
Supergirl knew.
Yeah, because...
That's very confusing, because there's multi-Earths. Yeah.
So everybody on their Earth, and their universe, thinks that they're each other.
Except when they go to the other place, when they went to Earth 96 or whatever.
But that's in their universe. Their multiverse universe.
I don't know. There's superheroes on different... On Flash and Green Arrow are the only two superheroes on their... Well, no, because Batgirl's on that planet, too.
Yeah.
But they have to go to another dimension or something. They go through the...
They go through the breach.
Yeah, the breach that... what's the breach guy's name?
Vibe makes them, Vibe, or they made a machine that makes them. Mm-hmm. And also, if Flash runs really fast, he can make them.
Yeah, so they jump into the other Earth, which is just a parallel universe. And that's where they got Supergirl and Superman from. And they jump back through the thing.
Yeah. And then they beat Amazo.
Amazo, that's a cool name.
But they had to like kind of become each other
mm-hmm.
to beat him.
Yeah.
So like the Flash had to be angry to fight as Green Arrow, and Green Arrow had to become
smile. He had to smile. Yeah.
He had to be happy so that he could run better, run faster. Which made for an interesting personality change, and Iris is kind of worried that...
Green Arrow almost slept with Flash's girlfriend, or wife.
Iris is kind of worried that Barry will come back, like, more aggressive and more like Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
But basically, in this episode, they went to Gotham to figure out who Dr.
This is the second episode. This is after we beat Amazo. Amazo sounds like something Stan Lee would make.
Yeah, so Vibe vibed the monitor giving Deegan the thing. Well, the monitor kind of vibed into...
Vibe means vibes, that he, like, sees into the future.
Sees in different places.
Yeah, or the past. He just sees a vision of what happened.
Yeah, And then the monitor basically vibes into his vibe. But the monitor knows he's vibing.
The basically the character, the actor playing the monitor just looked into the camera because when he vibes, you just like see through a camera lens. And
then the monitor...
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, the, you can do that.
Yeah.
Surprised.
So basically, after that, in this episode, they went to Gotham. And they were in the prison trying to find Deegan because he works at Arkham Asylum. But they accidentally let all the criminals free.
So Deegan let them all out.
Yeah, Deegan let them all out.
Right.
So
it wasn't accidental.
Going to find Deegan ended up and accidentally letting out all the villains. So they had to fight off all the villains.
Deegan let all the villains out so he could try and escape.
Yeah, so they fought all the villains to get Deegan's book. And they got Deegan's book. But Deegan escaped.
The book is what what changes everything. So this is how the Flash and Green Arrow got flipped. And apparently there's some very big bad guy coming for the next one that Forrest thinks is an anti-monitor.
They got Deegan's book. And but then they just... Then a 90s Flash from Earth 90.
Yes, my Flash. If you watch Flash
in the 90s. But he was Barry Allen.
It was our Flash. John Wesley Snipes, whatever his name is.
It's cool because he's from the Earth where the Soviets win.
Yeah.
That's the parallel universe that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Do you know why he stopped being a Flash? I'm pretty sure because he was gay.
Yeah, and they found out
he was gay, so they stopped the show.
Yeah. Anyways, that wouldn't happen today. Anyways,
they'd probably give him two shows for being gay. Yeah. But, like, it stopped him from being a show. But I gotta say, he was the best Flash ever. He was, like, jacked back in the day. A lot bigger than Barry Allen today.
Definitely wearing a muscle suit.
Yeah, he's definitely wearing a muscle suit now. But back in the day, he was actually, like, jacked because they showed him on his shirt all the time. It's cool.
They never show Barry Allen.
No, because he's soft. He's like a cupcake. You could poke him. He's, like, made of dough because he's a good actor. So if he's a good actor, he's not all jacked up.
And the Flash doesn't really have to be jacked. He just has to have, like...
The Flash is supposed to be super, like, sculpted because his metabolism's so fast. He's supposed to have, like, abs and be jacked like I am. More jacked than me. More cut than me.
Yeah, but more like you, as in slim. Well, Green Arrow's just big and, like, because he's, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, what's his name? Was supposed to be Green Lantern.
Yeah, John Diggle.
Yeah.
Basically... 90s Flash came and he was like, oh, John, you're not wearing your ring.
Yeah.
So we're guessing that John Diggle on Earth 90, which is the Earth where the Soviets won.
John Stewart, the worst Green Lantern of all time.
Is where John Diggle is John Stewart. Still spit out your egg noodle when you heard that, though.
I did. I was excited because I just want to see Green Lantern. He's the worst Green Lantern, though.
John Stewart?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He's the most boring Green Lantern. He's a Marine, and he followed all the rules. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like the way...
That'd be crazy if Stan Lee wrote...
Mm-hmm. You know what? In the cartoon, he was much better.
In the Justice League cartoon?
Yes, than he was in the comic books that I used to read. I'm a huge Green Lantern fan, so... My favorite Green Lantern was Hal Jordan.
Yeah. Anyways, after that, basically the monitor transports Deegan and the book back to Arkham. He gives Deegan the book. Well, Deegan gets back to Arkham, and then the monitor takes the book from where they had it in Argus, which is where, like, Diggle works, and it's the secret research thing. Not really secret, but it's a research institute, basically, that's also like a secret service, kind of. And then, so they take the book, so the monitor just teleports the book from Argus to Arkham Asylum, gives it to, what's his name?
The crazy guy? I don't know.
Yeah. They give him,
Deagle.
Yeah. He gives it back to that guy, the crazy guy.
Deagle.
And he changes reality again. So now, basically, the Flash and Green Arrow are robbers. And basically, the episode ended with Black Superman confronting them on their Earth.
Right. And the Black Superman could be the evil Superman. Mom just called. I'm sorry. I just shut off the phone so I can We'll give her a call as soon as we get off this podcast. So with that being said, what's we got the evil. He looks like evil Superman too, not like just a Superman in a black outfit. Like what's that video game? Injustice.
I don't know which game you're thinking of.
The superhero game where Superman's a bad guy. Injustice, right?
The one where it's like more like live action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Injustice. It might be like an Injustice kind of...
But in Injustice, he wears like a normal cape. He's just like turned evil.
Yeah.
He wears his normal suit, though.
No, he's like, it's a totally different outfit. All right, well, we'll figure it out tomorrow when it's back on again.
Yeah.
So... With that being said, we're out of here. This is probably our worst podcast. We didn't do a very good job breaking this episode down. You were all over the place, man. You're usually good with this stuff. I was confused and I watched it.
Because there's like three Earths.
Yeah.
And this crazy monitor.
There's 98 Earths. This is a tough one to explain.
Yeah.
We should have made Cliff Notes before we started.
You should have.
Yeah. Me, you should have. You're the one that broke it down.
The dude with mutton chops. A dude with mutton chops changed reality.
Yeah. It's
pretty sad.
Well, the dude with mutton chops gave the guy the book that changed reality.
So he probably has the ability to change reality.
Maybe it's all in the book.
Maybe.
Maybe he can only give people the power. Maybe he doesn't have the power.
But it's a book you read. You read a book.
Maybe it's an audio book. You just open it up and there's a player too. That's why it's so heavy. Oh, snap. All right, let's get out of here. What do we want to talk about tomorrow?
I don't know.
No idea?
Not really.
Come up with something.
Okay.
Your job to come up with a topic for the podcast tomorrow. Come up with a deep thought one.
Okay.
All right? Okay. You look like you're thinking. All right, let's get out of here. Love you, dude.
Love you, too.